Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get back into the Redskins. Fear not. They're playing the Cowboys coming up on Sunday at FedEx Field, 4:25 kickoff. We'll head to Dallas, talk to our buddy Sean Sharif, who does morning radio in Cowboys country. Still a Redskins fan from this area. Used to work on 106.7 The Fan. That's coming up bottom of the hour, about 12 minutes away. Joe Girardi is available. This is the big news. The Nats decided not to bring back Dusty Baker. His contract expired. They wanted to explore their options. So while doing so, Joe Girardi has now become available, which was always a possibility. He had an expiring contract. It's something we've talked quite a bit about on this show. What if Joe Girardi or someone else like him became available? We said that very loudly over and over again. Columnists have been crushing the Nats for several days about their decision to not keep Dusty Baker. Now Girardi's out there as a free agent manager. It's just them and the Phillies trying to fill vacancies.
I cared less about the specific of the Dusty decision. Some guys, just because Dusty's such a popular dude, just are going to crush the team that gets rid of him, whoever it is, whoever the next team is, by the way, they'll do the same thing. What I care about is Lerner versus Rizzo versus league perception. So far, even if you're the most optimistic Nationals fan or member of the Lerner family, whomever, you have to go, they haven't handled managers very well to this point. Each case can be kind of explained away. They've got a chance to change that. The same way they had a chance to change things and follow through when they signed Jason Worth. Now, Jason Worth was overpaid, but it changed the narrative. The Nationals weren't just here to be a win on somebody's schedule. It changed things. They took back the park. They made all these strides to change this organization for the better. From Nationals to four division winners in 6 years.
Right.
This is the chance to change that.
This could be a hallmark moment. 100%.
You were at a crossroads.
Maybe everyone's right about the Lerners. Maybe all the scuttlebutt about their cheap ways with managers and not valuing the position has been correct. Here's your chance to learn your lesson. Here is your chance to say, you know what? We were doing this for the first time, too. We allow players to fail and get better. We allow managers to live and to learn. We allow coaches in sports, when we hire them at 46, Jay Gruden, to figure it out as they go. We're figuring it out a little bit, too. Dan Snyder had lessons to learn. Young owners do. We'll get better as we go here. We're going to make amends for some of the mistakes we've made. You can't make him come to Washington, but you can make it hard for him not to. That's all I ask. Make the phone call. Fly him in here. Put his name on the board. Do everything you can to make him feel special, including with a big-time contract. This could be to the Nats what the Buck Showalter move was for the Orioles when they had no business bringing him in, and he made them relevant. You're already relevant and good. Your next gear would be trying to win a championship. Joe's in Centerville on the Fan. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I think this is a potential godsend for the Nationals. When Mike Rizzo was letting Dusty Baker go, he said that he had taken him to the team about as far as he was capable of taking him, and they needed to move to the next level. And Dusty Baker is a Bruce Boudreau type of manager where great at managing the team through the regular season, getting into the playoffs, but then not getting anywhere from that. Joe Girardi not only has a track record of getting to the playoffs, but he took a team that was ahead of its time, or he made them ahead of their time this year by getting them not only to the league championship series, but taking it to a game five. And I think that if Mike Rizzo's statements were a reflection of what we all thought, I thought letting Dusty Baker was a good move. Let Dusty Baker go was a good move. And I think Girardi is just that guy they say they want to move up to.
Here's a question. Did the Nats know in any way that this might happen? It was always a possibility. I didn't think Girardi was going to get away, but as recently as during the division series right before the Nats season ended, there was public speculation that Girardi would not be back with the Yankees. When they came back to win that series and then got to a final game of the league championship series in game seven, it was then assumed, well, he's definitely coming back now. They can't not bring him back after that. But when they were down 2-0 in the division series, had they been swept out, people thought he was going to be gone, which is one of the reasons I advocated for not extending Dusty Baker and kind of playing the waiting and seeing game. There's a relationship between Girardi with Chicago ties and Rizzo, mm-hmm. who it's been on record for a while, likes him a lot. I wonder if in any way the Nats had an indication or an inclination of this.
I mean, it's impossible to know.
It is.
But for example, Randy Levine, who is a GW alum, by the way, is the president of the Yankees. He's got some DC ties. Who knows if somebody whispered to somebody at some point and someone knew something. Because if they knew this and this all works out, potential stroke of genius. And they dealt with the slings and arrows of the industry.
Oh, they got pummeled. But they fired a guy that everybody likes and defends at all costs. Sam in Fredericksburg. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
What's up, man?
Good.
I can't believe this happened. I was actually joking with a buddy after I found out, after we found out Dusty got blown out, that, oh, man, it'd be awesome if Joe Girardi was available. Then we could just pick him up, thinking that it would never happen. And here it is. It's fallen right into our lap, guys. If they don't make this move, I mean, I'm not going to stop watching them because I can't stop watching because it's like a disease. But, I mean, I'll be super mad about it. I mean, come on. I mean, the guys won. It would be amazing if they didn't sign this. This is an opportunity right in their lap.
Sam, I'll say this. We talked yesterday about Dave Martinez as a candidate. And later today, a little over an hour from now, we're going to talk about Kevin Long as a candidate, mm-hmm. right? Introducing Nats fans to those guys. I think those would have been difficult sells, but there would have been excitement that maybe this guy's really good and we just don't know it because he hasn't had a job yet.
And you're trying to find your Joe Gibbs there.
Absolutely.
You know?
So that's a sellable thing. If after Girardi becomes available, you're introducing one of those guys next week and we don't know for sure that you tried to bring in Joe Girardi, I think that the reaction to any of those hires is going to be very different and much more negative. Michael's in Fredericksburg. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What, man?
If I'm Girardi, there's no amount of money that brings me to the Nationals right now. You have one of the greatest architects in baseball today that's on his last year of a contract, and there's really a lot of evidence stacking up that he's not on the same size as the Lerners. You have potentially the biggest star in baseball, most likely on his way out. If I'm Girardi, there's just too many variables that could go against me, and sitting on the pine for a year is going to make me even more valuable.
What if they extend Rizzo when they announce that you're the manager?
And that's what they would have to do for me to be interested at all, is extend Rizzo, give him all the power, get rid of this public perception that Rizzo's on the opposite side of the table than you, and virtually everything, and get rid of some of Boris's clients.
That is absolutely a public perception. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the call, buddy. It was a good call.
I think ultimately, these questions, Joe Girardi, he's not dumb. He's going to ask them. He and his agent, they'll ask, hey, what about these perceptions? What about this? What about this adversarial relationship? What about you overstepping at times? You know, you task Mike Rizzo, find us a catcher. He does. Then Scott Boris has tea with you. And next thing you know, Matt Wieters is your catcher. Sometimes it works out great, and it's Max Scherzer for a huge contract with a whole bunch of creative things to make sure that he can play for you. But the idea that your team is just devoid of talent in 2019, disagree with. Yeah, you're not going to have Bryce Harper. Okay, you spend that $40 million elsewhere. You've got Adam Eaton under contract. You've got Anthony Rendon under contract. Max Strasburg. You've still got plenty of horses in the barn, so to speak, with Victor Robles en route and a couple other of the young kids on the way. You're not going to be a disaster walking in. So the idea that the job on paper, just in terms of that, isn't attractive, I think is erroneous. The front office stuff, you're dead right about. That, to me, is the questions that the Lerners and Mike Rizzo would have to answer to Joe Girardi's satisfaction.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Phone lines are full with Nats fans who want to talk Joe Girardi. People are excited about the news that he is out in New York. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Grant, you deserve a big, giant correctness burger today for being so thoroughly dripping with accuracy sauce.
Let's make this about Joe Girardi. That's what I want to do.
I love it.
I'm excited because, you know, this proves out the idea, and I can't wait for all of the columnists and, you know, Tom Lavero and Nightingale and everybody. I can't forget it. Somebody wrote a scathing article on ESPN about how terrible a franchise the Nationals were, that you never know what you're going to get or what's possible if you re-sign Dusty Baker, whereas we know what's possible with Dusty Baker, which is early heart-wrenching, you know, soul-crushing playoff exits. And I'm just so glad that they took a leap and thought, we can do better than this if we want to win a World Series.
Thank you, Chris. I think the only way that I'll, as a Nationals fan and somebody that, you know, that covers them, we talk about them as much as anybody, the only way that I'll be satisfied here is if if Joe Girardi is not the manager, if he comes out very openly and says, I'm not interested in managing this year. I'm going to take a year off. After 10 years of the grind in New York City, I need some time. If that's the response, if that's what he wants, that's the only way I'll be satisfied. Because if it's a matter of years, if it's a matter of money, if it's a matter of control, if it's a matter of autonomy, if it's a matter of don't call up my you-know-where every time I fill out the lineup card, whatever it is, if you've got an obstacle and the Nationals have to settle again, they settled last time on Dusty Baker. Never forget that. Bud Black was the choice. They botched that process and were offended when Bud Black couldn't believe it.
It's not an opinion. That's what we know.
That's what happened.
They offered Bud Black the job and they lowballed him.
This is a chance to right a lot of that. This is a chance to say, we understand the value of this position, because they haven't to this point. We understand the value of it, and watch what we do here. The full court press. This is the Nick Nolte movie about college basketball. Ricky Rowe gets $30,000 in a tractor for his family. Haul out all the big guns and make that flat top gentleman feel welcome when he comes to town.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Let's talk Redskins Cowboys next with one of our buddies in Dallas, Sean Sharif, who does morning radio in Cowboys country. He's going to join us to preview Sunday's game at FedEx Field. Who do you got? Who does he think's going to win? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.